From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. President Obama says the world's developed nations are looking to provide significant financial resources to the developing world to help it combat global climate change. Speaking at the end of the G8 summit in Italy, Mr. Obama said the developing countries will take up the issue at a fall meeting in Pittsburgh. The president says each nation faces its own internal challenges to fighting global warming.
We each have our national priorities and politics to contend with, and any steps we agree to here are intended to support and not replace the main UN negotiations with more than 190 countries.
Developing nations have refused to agree to targets to reduce their emissions of greenhouse gases without financial assistance from the developed world. China's leaders have vowed to maintain stability and mete out severe punishment for those responsible for ethnic violence, which killed more than 150 people this week. More than 1,000 people were injured in the ethnic clashes. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Urumqi, China.
President Hu Jintao convened a meeting of the 9-member Politburo last night to discuss the situation in far west Xinjiang province. The Politburo urged authorities to isolate and crack down on instigators and hardcore elements behind the riots while educating ordinary participants. The security presence continued to increase today, with riot and SWAT police units being deployed from other provinces. Some roadblocks were lifted and shops reopened after a 3-day lockdown. The government blanketed the city with propaganda, urging residents not to harbor rioters or spread rumors. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.
New economic data released today show a mixed picture of the U.S. economy. New unemployment claims fell sharply, but many retailers posted yet another month of dropping sales. From member station WNYC, Lisa Chow reports.
The number of Americans filing initial claims for unemployment benefits fell last week to its lowest level since January. The Labor Department says initial claims fell to 565,000, dipping below 600,000 for the first time in 6 months. But at the same time, the total number of people collecting unemployment insurance is the highest on record at nearly 7 million Americans. And rising unemployment isn't helping retailers, nor did the cold and rainy weather in many areas from the West Coast to the Northeast. All sectors reported weak retail sales in June, but mall-based clothing stores like The Gap and Abercrombie & Fitch were particularly hard hit. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points to 8173. The NASDAQ is up 4 points. The S&P 500 finished up 2 points. This is NPR News. Thousands of protesters chanted death to the dictator in demonstrations in Tehran today as security forces fired tear gas and charged with batons. It was the first protest in some 2 weeks against Iran's leaders following the June election. There was no report of arrests or injuries. The city of Los Angeles says it spent more than $1 million in overtime pay for the 4,000 police officers who provided security at this week's memorial service for Michael Jackson. Steve Julian at member station KPCC reports.
Police officials thought a 250,000 people would fill the streets of downtown Los Angeles Tuesday. But after fans with tickets went inside for the memorial service, and only about 1,000 fans crowded against police barricades, a quarter of the officers went home. But all of the officers were paid overtime, a bill that totaled nearly $1.5 million. The city of L.A. faces a $500 million deficit, so Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa approved a website where Michael Jackson fans could help pay for the officers through tax-deductible donations. But so far, only about $20,000 has come in. L.A.'s city attorney is now investigating whether he can force third parties, like the owner of Staples Center, to pay for the police services. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
A judge's order approving a plan to sell most of the assets of General Motors took effect at noon Eastern Time today. A company spokesman says GM will close the sale quickly, but did not give a time frame. A last-minute appeal to the bankruptcy plan was filed, but it's not expected to block the sale. The lawyer for disgraced financier Bernard Madoff says Madoff will not be appealing his 150-year prison sentence. I'm Brian Naylor, NPR News in Washington.